Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome from the Monkees, Mickey Goins.
Thank you. Surprises as well. I like to dedicate my show to the songwriters that I had writing for me, because let's face it, without them I'd be standing up here singing rap. I had the pleasure of having some of the greatest songwriters in the world writing for me, people like Carole King, who just wrote that last song, Neil Diamond, Boyz II Men, Harry Nilsson, David Gates, Carol Bayer, Sandra Ryan, Hildebrand, some of the greatest writers of all time, and I feel blessed to have sung a lot of songs that they allowed me to sing. And I hope I did them justice. Okay, this is the one that started it all.
I'm gonna see you again.
So They must have thought so too, because sure enough, we went on the road on our first tour, and Jimmy was opening for us, but it was strange. He was a great man, a lovely boy, and an incredible musician, of course. We would stand backstage and watch him play and just be in awe. It was awe, Kansas. It's just a couple hundred miles from Kansas City. If you ever get a chance, go there. Awe, Kansas, they have a great museum. Anyway, but the audience, of course, was there to see the Monkees, little 10, 12-year-old girls. And they didn't know what to make of this guy on stage in the get-up and the outfit. And, "Mommy, why is that man setting his guitar on fire?" "Well, I don't know, darling. Maybe because he's cold." "Well, then why is he peeing on his guitar?" "I don't know. Maybe he wants to put the fire out. Just shut up and watch the show." Anyway, I'll show you what it was like. This is the honest to God's truth. This is what it was like, Jimi Hendrix opening for the Monkees. No way, this is going on eBay. Genuine monkey sweat. Oh, that song gave me a buzz. The colors! The colors! Of course, the buzz now comes from Maalox and Prilosec and a little Metamucil. Times are changing. Like I said, I had a lot of great songwriters writing for me, and one guy who I think wrote some of the best songs we ever did, his name was Mr. Mike Nesmith. Since I'm not a young girl singer, I'd like to get someone out here who is. This is my younger sister, Coco. Say hi to Coco. We've been singing together for many years. Our parents were in the business and they taught us how to sing. And I'd like Coco to do this tune for you now. This is a song written by Mr. Mike Nesmith for Linda Ronstadt and the Stone Ponies called Different Drum.
You run on the state of our heart. Come on!
That bitch can sing. Now you know where I am to sing. And she's younger than I am. Like I said, we've been singing together for many, many years. Our parents were both in the business. My dad was Italian. My mom was Texan, which she was kind of half Irish and half American Indian. So I'm Italian, American Indian, and Irish. So don't get me pissed off, drunk, and armed. Coco, come out here. Let's do. We're gonna do. I want to do something for you now, but we weren't planning on doing this. But Coco, no, it's not on the list. I can't even see the list unless I get one of the glasses in. I think you might appreciate this. This is the first song that Coco and I ever learned to sing together. Coco and I have been singing together for many years, like I said. In fact, Coco sang on some of the early Monkees songs, sang backgrounds and stuff. And this is the first song that our mom taught us how to sing when we were really little kids. If you don't mind, I'd like to do it for you now. And we're going to do this Acapulco.
Acapella, maybe.
That's what I said.
No, you said Acapulco.
I said Acapella.
Are you having a senior moment on me or something? You said Acapulco, and it's Acapella with
Alice. A senior moment? Who the hell are you? Where am I? Oh my God! Where's my...
It's 2008.
Acapella, Pula, Cacapula.
Pack up all my cares and woes, here I go. Sing low, bye, bye, blackbird. There's somebody waits for me, sure and sweet, so is she. Bye, bye, blackbird. No one there to love or understand. Make my bed like the light. I'll arrive late tonight. Blackbird, bye-bye.
Won't you let the people
pack up all my cats and we'll see you. I go sing below. Bye-bye, blackbird. When somebody waits on me, should have seen so is she. Bye-bye, blackbird. I know one man will never understand.
Something. I don't know whatever happened to that album. It was really good. And so I got all dressed up in my finest hippie regalia, my paisley bell bottoms and my tie-dyed underwear and my beads and my things. Got a bit of a buzz on, and I guess I was expecting some sort of psychedelic freak out, happening, loving, Beatle Fest mania. I must have looked like a cross between Ronald McDonald and Charlie Manson. Anyway, the limo picks me up and brings me to Abbey Road Studios, where I get out of the limo in the middle of the day. the studio, and it looks like my high school gymnasium. There's like fluorescent lights, empty, except for the four guys sitting there in jeans and t-shirts, playing. Just jump, 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 jump. And John Lennon acknowledges me and says, "Hey, monkey man." That's what he called me, monkey man. He said, "You want to hear what we're working on?" And I was like trying to be so cool. "Yeah, man, fuck, yeah." So, yeah. So he points up to the booth, and up there, George Martin is up in the booth, the engineer. George Martin is wearing a three-piece suit, and he pushes the button on a four-track tape recorder, and this is what I hear. Shows on King Street, One was Aida, the Elton John musical, and another one was Pippin recently. Done a lot of musical theater, and the last few years, I was on in New York one time, and I went to see a show called Smokey Joe's Cafe by Lieber and Stoller. Lo and behold, there's a monkey song in the show. I didn't even know. But sure enough, Lieber and Stoller had written this song for me many years ago. Ding dong, the washburn. I heard a sweet voice say, ding dong, the washburn. This is your lucky day. But this song actually was sung by my good friend, my buddy, Davy Jones. So I'll just adjust the microphone.
Bye.
favorite to sing and play, written by a young lady who I think wrote some of the best songs we ever did. Her name was Carole King. This is Pleasant Valley Sunday.
for Shrek.
Summer Fest.
Let's hear it for the Spoons.
Yeah. Thank you. magic of it. It's amazing how easy you can bring people together in a great class like this, a great night like this. Now for this song, we expect you guys to sing along with the band. 1985, Subway Video, Romantic Traffic, you know how it goes. It's like one word, you don't get it, because here we go. This is Romantic Traffic.
Thank you.
get lost for a while. Confused by all the facts.
Separates keeps him the same. shows up in the end. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. Thank you.
the Bridges Over Borders record. Give me one though, see if you recognize the song, just one. That one little song kind of conjures up a lot of memories. Do that again. This would feel a little fuzzy. Here we go, time to sing again. Sorry guys, you gotta work for this one. Hold emotions.
Oh,
I'll be a solo person by Saturday. Maybe. Hey, this is where the guys get to show off a little bit. First thing on the drums for the set is promised as a bass solo. Very out like her. She's not a show off.
Tonight on the floor. You gotta let loose for one. Thank you.
the Spoons. Let's hear it for them.